Hello, I'm Peter Stewart from London. On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART. Now, a couple of days ago, we were talking about the two pipes, weren't we, from your body up to your mouth. One is the food pipe, obviously, which means that you can taste something, eat something, swallow it, and it goes down to your stomach area. And when you're unwell, when you're sick, it comes back up the other way. But obviously we're most interested in the speaking pipe, where the air comes from and where your voice comes from, the trachea, and from the epiglottis down to just below the vocal folds, just a couple of centimetres, it's parts of the trachea called the larynx. Ah, you thought I was going to come up with a really complicated word that you'd never heard of before. The larynx. You may know it as the voice box. And this is where air from your lungs is stopped and started and stopped and started and stopped and started and stopped and started and manipulated to help form actual sounds, phonation, which are refined a split second later in the kind of voice production process by your tongue and your lips. Let's go through that again. Slowly, and you may also want to perhaps pause this podcast in a few moments' time and say something out loud so you can picture and feel what is happening with the air and your throat and your mouth. Just say something as easy as, I don't know, happy birthday or your name or something like that. So your voice box, your larynx. This is where air from your lungs is stopped and started and stopped and started and stopped and started dozens and dozens of times a second and manipulated to help form actual sounds, phonation. And those sounds, very basic sounds, which are refined a split second later in the voice production process by your tongue and your lips. And we're going to be talking about this process of what happens in your larynx over the next several days, because I think it's really important to know what is going on under the bonnet, under the hood, before we start making any adjustments mentally or physically to how we're manipulating the sounds to be better understood. And so we are talking or reading out loud more confidently, convincingly and conversationally. You've got to know what's happening, what the mechanics of this whole process are. Now, some of the cartilage of the larynx creates that bump on the front of your throat. You may know it as the Adam's apple. And behind that, stretched across the trachea, membranes or tissue known as the vocal cords, or more accurately, the vocal folds, just the size of a thumbnail, really, really small, where your voice is coming from. And these two folds, one on each side of the trachea, are open and in their resting state when we breathe. Obviously, they've got to be open so the air can come through. It's kind of obvious, hopefully. But when we want to produce sound, phonation, we regulate the flow of air and its pressure from our lungs to push apart and then bring together those vocal folds hundreds of times a second. They're flapping away like Billy O. The air isn't just rising or even escaping, it's being pushed up your trachea with some force and then regulated as the folds move, the violent vibrations producing sound waves. Those folds are constantly altering their state of tension and relaxation millisecond by millisecond to help produce your unique voice. There's an awful lot there, isn't there? There's an awful lot I've just kind of gone through. And a lot of that, you may be thinking, wow, I didn't know that. In which case, you know what you need to do. Just zip back 30 seconds or a minute in this podcast and listen again. And as I say, try and work out, say something and feel and think of that process of the air from your lungs really being pushed up your throat over that thumbnail area of your vocal folds, which are moving, tensing, relaxing hundreds of times a second to create these short little bursts of air which help produce your voice. Intriguing stuff. The human body is brilliant, isn't it? Tomorrow, we're going to be talking a little bit more about your phonation. And if you're a little bit squeamish, you may not want to listen. But if you like a little bit of gore, I'm going to tell you about the man who fractured his throat. as we continue with Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice tomorrow. I'm Peter Stewart.